Thank you. Thank you, Dunedin. Good evening, New Zealand. Tonight's broadcast of It's in the Bag comes from the Dunedin Town Hall. The JCs of Dunedin have arranged this evening to raise money for the Truby King Karatani Hospital, and they've succeeded in raising a little over £350. Thank you very much for your support, Dunedin. We have five competitors for the thing, as usual. Mrs. Doreen Robinson is number one. Would you press your bell, please, Mrs. Robinson? Number two, would you press your bell and give us your name into the microphone?
Eleanor Leckie.
Mrs. Leckie. Number three?
Brian Evans.
Number four?
Evan Gardner.
And number five?
Mary Dunbar.
Well, one of you has got the chance of winning some magnificent prizes in the thing tonight. But first, Ted, will you make sure they all have some Rinso to take home? Because, as they know only too well, Rinso and your washing machine, the perfect wash day team.
There's Rinso in that washing machine. There's Rinso in that washing machine.
And out of that washing machine will come a wash that's shining white, sunshine bright.
That's the wash you get with Rinso.
A wash that's shining white, sunshine bright. That's why all leading washing machine manufacturers recommend Rinso. They know that Rinso's richer, softer suds are active suds. They know that along with the movement of their machine, Rinso keeps on working right through the wash, working till every speck of dirt has gone.
Everything comes out thoroughly clean. Whites, shining white. Coloureds, sunshine bright. You've never seen a whiter, brighter, cleaner wash.
Be guided by the experts. For a wash that's shining white, sunshine bright, use Rinso. Rinso is recommended by all leading washing machine manufacturers.
The thing tonight. Clue number one, the Shacklock Chef Master 30, fully automatic electric range, made here in Dunedin, with 23-inch oven, four high-speed elements, push-button control, lift-up top, lift-out door, roll-out warming drawer. There it is over there. The baby one, the 24, that's not the prize. It's just there to show people that they can get the same thing in the smaller range. But there it is there, £149. It's worth. The thing tonight is the name of a popular singer, actor and recording artist born in Hoboken, New Jersey on December the 12th, 1915. Number four?
Frank Sinatra.
Who was that? Evan Gardner, and he's a bachelor. A bachelor. Where are you from, Evan?
I'm from Scotland, as a matter of fact.
With a name like Evan? And what are you doing in Dunedin?
I sell paint.
You sell paint and you're living here now?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do with this electric range you've just won? Put it into the landlord's flat?
I doubt it, no, no.
Are you thinking of getting married, Evan?
No plans of that there.
You won't get out of this theatre without having at least 40 proposals, old man. But there it is. That's the prize you've won, and I'm sure that you're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there it is. The electric range is all yours. The Shacklock Chef Master 30, fully automatic electric range. That's yours, Evan Gardner from Scotland. Thank you very much, Evan. And Evan will have the opportunity. What are you looking so unhappy about, old man? Alan, you're not smiling. You used to smile now that you look so unhappy. Alan Moss, what's wrong, Alan?
Nothing really, Sowen. Not yet.
Oh, that's all right.
Not yet.
I meant to tell this chap, young Evan Gardner, that he has a chance of winning the Murphy television set at the end of the show because he has a crack for the glamour prize, having got the thing on clue number one. Dwarf trees were developed in what country first? You know, these little tiny trees.
Japan.
Japan, that is quite correct. Eddystone. For what is Eddystone famous?
Well, the erection of the first lighthouse off the south coast of England.
My father was the keeper of the Eddystone lighthouse, slept with the mermaid every night. They had offspring, one, two, three. Two were fishes and the other was me. Okay, from what musical show do the songs Hey There and Hernando's Hideaway originate?
Oh. Hey there, you with a smile in your eye.
You're putting me on. It's making it worse. Could you sing it again, please, Sam?
Would you like me to sing Hernando's Hideaway? I forget how the tune goes. My father was the keeper of the Yellowstone Lighthouse. They had spring, 1, 2, 3. Two were fishes and the other one me.
You've given me time, Selwyn. I hope I'm right. The pajama game.
They seem to think so down there.
Thank you.
Which bag would you like, Alan?
Number 2?
Any particular reason? Because that's not a number that's often chosen. Mrs. Donaldson of Dunedin put these vouchers in, so do you think she put a heavy one in there?
I can only hope so, Selwyn.
What do you do in Dunedin, Alan?
Open to discussion, but I work for a printing company.
Work for a printer. What, do you actually do the printing, or do you sell the printing?
Fortunately for the company, I don't do the printing.
You sell it?
No, I'm a purchasing officer.
Well, you must be a pretty big-time show that you were not some little tatty printer down the back road.
Not really, no.
You interested in banknotes? Do you print banknotes, then?
Unfortunately, no, Selwyn.
I'll give you 35 single-pound banknotes for bag number 2.
Well, we make bags, so I'll take the bag, Selwyn.
You do that. I'm sure that Mrs. Donaldson wouldn't have let you down. Purchasing officer. Well, you don't have to purchase yourself a clock, a wall clock, because it's the Young'un's modern wrought iron wall clock of contemporary design with an 8-jewel battery movement. Now, that's a very nice prize indeed.
Very nice indeed. Thank you very
much. And you've got a chance of winning the television set at the end of the show, too.
Thank you.
Let's have the next competitor, Ted. And your name, sir?
Eddie Dillon.
Eddie Dillon. I thought you were Eddie Stone. Did you know where Eddie Stone Lighthouse was?
Yes. Yes, it's off the coast of England, the south coast of England.
My father was the keeper of the Eddie Stone Lighthouse. The town of Aberdare is important for what industry?
Oil, I think.
Oil, you've got the oil. That's 2 questions you've answered pretty well. Now then, we've got to find
an easy one.
Ferdinand de Lesseps, famous for what feat?
Well, he built the Suez Canal and he tried to build the Panama Canal, but he failed to do so.
I'm prepared to offer you a bag now that you've answered 3 questions. Which bag would you like?
Or try 14, say.
14. You see, you looked at that side and said 14, which is this side, and Ted was halfway there, and it's most confusing for him. As a pill puncher, you won't be terribly interested in money because you're working for one of these big industrial firms, and I know from my own experience what tremendous salaries they pay.
No, I'm particularly interested for that reason.
So how would you go for £40?
I think I'll try the bag.
You'll try the bag at 40. Well, let's see how you go on that, because there are some magnificent prizes there that Mrs. Donaldson put into these. She doesn't know that she's got to pay for them, but... Well, now, your wife... You are a
married... No.
Your wife-to-be is going to be most excited. Have you got anything
in mind? She doesn't know anything about it so far.
Well, Eddie, you haven't got anybody lined up yet.
No.
Well, that's 2 bachelors. Could I knock these fellas off? Perhaps we could auction them and put the money into the Truby King Caritani fund. Who's got a dowry of, say, 50 bob? A dowry of 50. Look, if you've got a daughter that you've been trying to get rid of, here's young Eddie. He's just won a magnificent prize and it's in the bag. What am I bid? With a dowry, you'll have to send her along with a dowry. Oh, steady. No. A what? Oh, put the bag back on, madam. That's better. Yes, that's fine. Now, there you are, Eddie. There's a beauty down there. The one with the paper bag over her head. Beauty! Paper bag? The bearer of this voucher is entitled to the Hoover Hoover-matic combination washer, rinser, spin-dry washing machine with twin tubs. How about that, Eddie?
Thank you very much.
Good for you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for sponsors. Thank you, sponsors.
What's that, Eddie?
Thanks to the sponsors.
I'll do that, and not only that, my sponsors, of course, they make Rinso, and that's why we give you a year's supply with every washing machine that is won.
Well, I've got only one room in my flat. I don't know where I'm going to put it. But I'll
look, let me tell you, that's the beauty of it, you see. Put the lid on and then tuck it away. You can have your breakfast off it and while your shirt's washing inside it, old man, and then spin-dry afterwards. Thank you very much, Eddie Dillon. There you are, girls. Two very eligible bachelors tonight here in Dunedin. Your name is?
Peter Bodkin.
Hello, Peter. You're not a bachelor.
No.
What do you do?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, a school teacher. You'll know all the answers then, won't you?
Not tonight, sir.
Mr. Chips was a famous what?
A school teacher.
That is so right. In 1940, the British Army were evacuated from a beach of what French port?
At Dunkirk.
That is correct. The ballet dancer and choreography Nijinsky was of what nationality? Nijinsky.
Russian.
Russian is right. Which bag do you want?
13, Selwyn.
Bag number 13. He's going for the devil's number, and I'll offer you £36. Will you take the money or the bag, Peter?
Oh, Selwyn, you've got me worried. I don't know.
The first time I've ever had a man worried.
I'm perpetually worried, Selwyn. I'm afraid some of my pupils are in the audience.
Some of your pupils are in the audience?
I'm afraid so.
There you are, Peter. There's one of your pupils down there saying, take the bag.
Thank you for your advice. Yes, I will.
You'll take the bag. Good for you, Pedro. Pedro the Quick comes in and says he'll take the bag. And let's see what... This is the most extraordinary coincidence. Last week in Balclutha, the 10 cubic foot combination refrigerator home freezer was won in bag number 9. The week before at Temuka, the 10 cubic foot combination refrigerator and home freezer was won in bag number 9. Now, you didn't have bag number 9 this week, did you? Well, it's not the refrigerator either. It's old age, you know. I'm getting a bit senile. Just read out and tell the customers what you did get for your £40 that you turned down.
The bearer of this voucher is entitled to Leonard Refrigerator, Freezerator, 10 Refrigerator, and... Do I have to read the rest, Selwyn?
Read the whole lot. I'll say this is a very important part of the program.
A 10 cubic foot two-door combination refrigerator home freezer with 3 cubic feet deep freeze and 7 cubic feet of normal refrigerator space.
You've there it is, 3 weeks in a row. Bang, bang, bang like that. Nice going. Look at it. There it is, my boy.
Thank you, Selwyn.
How about that now? And that was the devil's number, number 13, and he was quivering. He nearly took the money.
Knight's Castile. Mildness itself.
You never outgrow the need for Knight's Castile, the toilet soap for all the family. Knight's Castile is mildness itself. Yes, the softness of clear, glowing skin can be yours and your family's year after year with simple daily Knight's Castile care. Knight's Castile protects baby's delicate skin, guards the freshness of youth, pampers your skin to a glowing softness. Knight's Castile is purified 6 times over. That's why it's so mild. So enjoy the mildness, the light, fresh fragrance of Knight's Castile, the soap with family appeal.
Knight's Castile, mildness itself.
You never outgrow the need for Knight's Castile, the soap with family appeal. Marketed by Knight's New Zealand Limited, Petone.
Jenny Hodgkinson.
Mrs. Hodgkinson from where, Jenny?
Dunedin.
Uh-huh. What do you do here?
A housewife.
A housewife. Good for you. Any good at answering questions?
Not particularly.
From here to eternity?
Oh. Where?
What?
I was going to say, where is it?
Where is it?
I haven't a clue.
Your father was the keeper of the inner school. They have not spring one to be doing. Do the fishes in
there? And the whistling. Bump, bump. I don't know.
You don't know what? I haven't asked the question yet. All I said was from here to eternity.
I'll say it.
And your answer to this non-existent question is what, Jenny?
Where is it?
Where is it? Well, there's probably one in the library. There's one in any of the bookshops in Wellington, in Christchurch, in Dunedin. There's probably one in the film vault of one of the film companies, MGM, I think it was. That's the nearest I can tell you from here to eternity where it is. That's where it is. What is from here to eternity?
A book.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Jenny, as quick as a flash, you came in with that one. Arthur Mee.
Encyclopedias.
We had a horrid letter from the Broadcasting Corporation a few weeks ago because Ted said percolator. And we don't want to get another horrid letter because the plural of encyclopedia is encyclopedia. This is something that I just happen to remember from my great classical education. Bromide paper.
What about?
The message. We're getting the message. What about what?
Bromide paper.
No, thanks very much. I don't drink the stuff.
Well, it must be. What about it?
What do you mean, what about it? there's something happening to me. I've had these sort of mental blackouts before, and I've made several hints to my sponsor that I'm desperately in need of a holiday, in need of rest, or I'll be down here at the Dunedin Hospital before I know where I am. Bromide paper.
Yes. Much longer.
Jenny, yes, what?
Well, what is the question about bromide paper?
Now there's an interesting thing. It's commonly used in what hobby and profession?
Well, I haven't a clue, but I would guess photography.
Yes, photography! That's it! Jenny, that's three questions.
Oh, that's all I wanted to know.
Which?
Which?
Which, Jenny?
Which what?
Them.
Oh, I honestly didn't know what you meant. Number four, please.
Four. Prizes. Nikki Lycia sewing machine. Three Tiki hams. Plus a side of New Zealand lamb delivered to any address in the United Kingdom through the good offices of Thomas Borthwick and Sons. English style Murphy Carina stereophonic radiogram. New streamlined 3-horsepower 4-stroke Massport motor mower with Kirby Lawson engine, plus 12 pairs, lanes, seamed or seam-free hosiery, stockings, style of your choice, posted direct, Fair Their Factory, Levin. Wardrobe at lingerie, comprising underwear, sleepwear, Pandora, Los Angeles, plus 3 sets, pop size, pure white underwear, Hanes of America. Goblin under sink waste disposal unit with a centrifugal hammer mill pulverizing chamber.
Just what does
that
mean?
Got it right?
No, I don't know what it means.
Weeks to get that right. You don't know what it means?
No, I don't.
Well, it's got a centrifugal hammer mill pulverizing chamber.
Oh, that's it.
And we have it in the kitchen, not in the bedroom. Jenny, nicest men's gold-filled wristwatch, nicest ladies' wristwatch. Hoover shampoo polisher, shampoos carpets, scrubs polishes floors. Hoover Constellation vacuum cleaner, floats Airstream, stretchable hose, disposable bag.
Is that all?
40.
What?
Pence. Shillings. 10 bobs. 15 bobs. 19 and 6 pences. 19 and 11 pences. Pounds.
No.
45. Where's the what?
No, no, I'd rather have the bag at that. Thank you.
At what?
45, didn't you say?
45, yes. Mm. Pounds.
Pounds.
Bag?
Mm. The money, please.
Bag?
Money.
Jenny, don't be influenced by these people.
I don't know what they're saying.
Bag or money?
I'll take the money. How much?
Money?
Money.
£45?
Mm. Money.
Money.
Mm.
Me, bag.
Me, money.
New streamlined 3-horsepower 4-stroke Massport motor mower with a Kirby Lawson engine, plus 12 pairs of lane steamed or seam-free hosiery in the style of your choice, personally direct from the factory in Levin. My father was the keeper of the air.
Thanks very much.
Jenny, actually, you lost on the deal.
I don't mind.
You don't. Good for you. Thank you very much, Jenny Hodgkins.
Thank you very much.
And there's some Knight's Cast deal for you. Righto, here we are up in the dress circle and a very charming and attractive blonde. Would you mind standing up, please, madam? And telling us your name. Mrs.
Cusack.
Where are you from, Mrs. Cusack?
Northeast Valley.
Northeast Valley. Which bag would you like?
One.
Bag number one. I'll offer you £25. Will you take the money or the bag?
I'll take the money.
He'll take the money. What's in bag number one, please, Ted? Oh.
Oh. Lost on the deal, I'm afraid, Mrs. Cusack. But you probably have a watch, so you probably can use the money, because the voucher was for the nicest gentleman's gold-filled wristwatch plus the nicest lady's wristwatch.
Thank you very much.
That's perfect. And thank you for coming along and supporting the Plunkett tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Cusack. £25, that's the easiest £25 you've made, Mrs. Cusack, isn't it?
To get your washing really clean, you need extra cleaning action. The extra cleaning action of Rinso.
With Rinso's richer, softer suds and extra cleaning action, you get a wash that's shining white. Sunshine bright. And extra satisfaction.
No wonder all leading washing machine manufacturers recommend Rinso. It's Rinso's extra cleaning action that makes the difference between a wash that's just clean and a wash that's really clean.
Rinso's richer, softer suds are active suds. They keep on working right through the wash. They keep on working till every speck of dirt has been removed.
Whites come out shining white, colored sunshine bright. You've never seen a whiter, brighter, cleaner wash.
Get your washing shining white, sunshine bright with Rinso.
Rinso, Rinso.
Well, we went through the elimination. The six of them were eligible. We had two eliminations, and Eddie Dillon came to the front, this bachelor. And during that very interesting and informative break, we put him up for auction for a dowry. And we did get a bid right at the back from a lady whose head happens to be in a paper bag for half a crown. You're going for the glamour prize now, Eddie. The new glamorous twin, 7.65 cubic foot upright Leonard Shearline home freezer with magnetic door gaskets, visual storage on refrigerated shelving for 265 pounds of frozen food, plus the new 8 cubic foot single temperature Shearline Leonard refrigerator, magnetized cushion soft airtight door gaskets and adjustable shelves, plus the English styled Murphy Radiogram. Or you could have the Leonard Freezerator 7, another Murphy Radiogram, stereophonic radiogram, a Saverday clothes dryer. But instead of the clothes dryer and the radiogram, you could choose the Murphy 23-inch TV receiver with dual loudspeakers, bonded optical safety filter, 9-channel selection. Let's get on to the job. That will be your decision to decide which of these, with the less in the paper bag, she'll come up and have to take it off to have a look at the prize. We might put a couple of eye holes in the paper bag, but you'll have to choose that.
Well, I have to win it. I have to win it, first of all.
You've got to get 5 out of 6 right, Eddie. Let's settle down. The fun is over. We're getting down to work now. What does the word ligneous, L-I-G-N-E-O-U-S, ligneous, what does this mean?
Made of wood.
That's right. Which bird is either a cob or a hen?
Duck, I suppose. I don't know. Say a duck.
It's a swan.
Swan, oh, yes.
This just tells us how young you are, Eddie, because when in my youth, and indeed until just after the war, swan pens were famous. And, of course, they were named from the... Why, well, they called them that. It's the male and female of the swan family. What in Parliament are standing orders?
Well, the rules of procedure by which the members are governed when they are participating in the debate.
Permanent rules for the conduct of business, correct. Steel is made stainless by the addition of what?
Well, I'll just have to guess. I'll say antimony.
Chromium, and in some cases nickel. I thought we were going to have a grand slam tonight with the trip to England, the competitor getting into the front, with the save when going off nicely, the thing going on the first clue. I thought we were going to have a grand slam again tonight. But you haven't done badly in It's in the Bag. Prizes to the value of £600 won in the Dunedin Town Hall on this, our final appearance in the city. There it is, customers. That is the end of It's in the Bag. We'll be on the air at the same time next week from some other part of New Zealand. Until we meet again, Sylvan Toogood on behalf of Rinso saying good night to you all.